blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear you of Madani channel, today our topic is about this beautiful night. The night which is better than a thousand months. The night full of blessing, the night full of mercy, the night full of salvation, the night which du'as are answered as well. The night, powerful night, is Shab-e-Qadr, inshallah. The night which is better than a thousand months, inshallah, also mentioned in Quran-e-Pak about this beautiful night. So inshallah, how we should spend this beautiful night, what actions, what worship especially we should do on this blessed night, how we can gain more blessings of Allah Almighty, inshallah. So many things will be discussed today. So stay with us, because it's a very, very crucial night for all the Muslims, for all the believers. So how we should spend, inshallah, we will talk about this and what nawafil we have to perform, especially on this blessed night as well. And many zikr and askar, especially in this night. So stay with us. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited Durood-e-Pak in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Different segments and inshallah different packages as well for you. We'll start with our first segment, Guess the Puzzle.
Blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Chale ji, mashallah, wah ji wah. Bahut easy bana diya aaj to unhone. Kya baat hai ji? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Abhi Zadil Vidash, inshallah, he will recite a kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wasallam alayka ya Habiballah. Allah ki sarta baqadam shan hai ye insaan hi insaan wo insaan hi ye Quran to imaan batata hai inhe aur imaan ye kehta hai meri jaan hai ye sallallahu alayka ya رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ وسوئلا نظار پھرتے ہیں وسوئلا Hey, hey, hey. پیار دیتے ہیں جو تیرے در سے یار پھرتے ہیں جو تیرے در سے یار پھرتے ہیں در بدر آج وہ بے قرار پھرتے ہیں آج وہ بے قرار پھرتے ہیں تیرے دن بہار پھرتے ہیں ہر چرا چراغ مزار پر قدسی کیسے پروانہ وار پھرتے ہیں کیسے پروانہ وار پھرتے ہیں تیرے دن مانگ دیتا جدار پھرتے ہیں مانگ دیتا اس گلی کا گدا ہوں میں جس میں اس گلی کا گدا ہوں میں جس میں مانگ دیتا جدار پھرتے ہیں مانگ دیتا جدار پھرتے ہیں تیرے دن اے بہار پھرتے ہیں پھول کیا دشتِ طیبہ کے خار پھرتے ہیں دشتِ طیبہ کے خار پھرتے ہیں لاکھوں قدسی ہے کام خدمت پر لاکھوں قدسی لاکھوں گھیر دے مزار پھرتے ہیں لاکھوں گھیر پھر دے مزار پھیرتے ہیں تیرے دن بہار پھیرتے ہیں ہائے غافل وہ کیا جگہ ہے جہاں جاتے ہیں چار پھیرتے ہیں پانچ جاتے ہیں چار پھیرتے ہیں کوئی کیوں پوچھے تیری بات رضا ہر کوئی پوچھے تیری بات تجھ سے شیدا ہزار پھیرتے ہیں تیرے شیدا ہزار پھیرتے ہیں وہ سوئے لا لازار پھیرتے ہیں
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The night full of goodness, the night better than a thousand months. Today, alhamdulillah, mashallah, ہمارے کلیم مدنی طارق بھائی will explain more about this blessed night, inshallah.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سید صاحب, لیلۃ القدر is truly a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ummah. And as we will hear, it's one of those blessings that was bestowed only to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The background, there are many accounts related, but what's mentioned in Tafsir Azizi is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was contemplating, reflecting, and he would do this often. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reflecting upon the fact that the previous nations, they lived long lives. Today, if somebody lives till 100 years of age, we say he lived a long life. And that's true because in this day and age, that's considered a lot in terms of age. But in the previous nations, in the previous umam, people would live for hundreds of years, over 1,000 years. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he was reflecting upon this, when he was thinking about this, he thought to himself, that my ummah, even if they spend their days and nights in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will they reach the reward accumulated by those people in the previous nations who lived hundreds of years? And whilst he was thinking about the ummah, the betterment of the ummah, Allah ta'ala consoled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comforted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see this throughout the life of our beloved alayhi salam, that whenever he faced any hardship, Allah ta'ala would console and comfort him. So here Allah Ta'ala revealed Suratul Qadr to comfort the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
That although your ummah will live for a short period of time in the world, yet every year they'll be blessed with a night. If they attain that night, they worship in that night, then the reward is more than 1,000 months. Khairun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. And this, when calculated, over 83 years and 4 months. And that's not just once in a lifetime. So if somebody, from the day he was baligh till he passes away, for example, 50, 60 years, every single year he has an opportunity to attain this might as well. So this was a bit of the background, how was Laylatul Qadr given to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself said that this blessed night, Laylatul Qadr, was not given to any other ummah besides my ummah.
SubhanAllah.
Meaning this is a khasiyah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah, that we have been granted this night every single year. Now the name itself, obviously Suratul Qadr, what is the reason behind the name? The ulama give many ara, many opinions. Some say because of the value of this night is called Laylatul Qadr. One meaning of Qadr is value, that this night holds immense value. angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather on the earth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on this night, more angels descend on the earth than there are pebbles on the earth, meaning stones. Now, subhanAllah, there are so many fadail. One fadila I came across, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when this night approaches, Allah ta'ala, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam, Ruhul Ameen, descends. And he has a large army of angels with him. It states in this hadith that he has a green flag with him. And he affixes the green flag on Kaaba Musharrafa, Baytullah al-Haram. And what happens, Jibreel alayhi salam has 100 arms. This is the description of Jibreel alayhi salam. He has 100 arms. Two of which he only opens on this night of Laylatul Qadr.
Subhanallah.
And those arms spread from the east to the west. Jibreel alayhi salam then commands the other angels to give salam to and shake hands with every Muslim who is standing, sitting, and engaged in prayer or the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Meaning, this is something that we should all be aware of. On this night, we can't spend it like any ordinary night. Why? Because the angels are ready to give salam to and shake hands with who? The one who is standing, sitting, remembering Allah, doing zikr of Allah, worshipping Allah. And we have to be doing these things. If we want to shake the hands of the innocent angels, ma'asum, angels who Allah Ta'ala describes in the Quran, and he says, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم, that they never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they do exactly what Allah orders them to do. So these ma'asum, infallible, sinless angels, to gain the honor of shaking hands with them, this is a great privilege for a believer. But who gets that honor? The one who stands, sits, remembers Allah, worships Allah on this night. And not only that, Jibreel alayhi salam says to the angels, say Ameen to their du'as.
Allah.
In the dunya, Sayyidina, we try to find a person who is pious and his piety is musallam, accepted. For example, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakat Mun Aliyah, people would love to be in his blessed company and ask him to do du'a for them, because the du'a of a salih person as from the salihin is accepted. Now here we have the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are created from nur, who have proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who never disobey Allah. Jibreel alayhi salam says to them that say Ameen to the du'as of those who are supplicating on this night. So this is a night in which we must make du'as in abundance. And this continues all the way until dawn. All the way until dawn. Just a couple of more khususiyat. In Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it says that the revelation of the Quran started in Ramadan, and it was on Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, that the entire Quran came down from Allah al-Mahfuz to As-Sama'ud Dunya, to the lowest heavens. And then from there, according to the will of Allah, according to the wisdom of Allah, it descended upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gradually in a period of about 23 years. You know, from the age of 40, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam began receiving revelation, and this continued until his final year on this earth at the age of 63, for approximately 23 years. So Al-Quran Al-Kareem being revealed on this night tells us about the speciality of this night, the perfection of this night, the divine speech of Allah was revealed to Asma'ul Dunya as well. This is a night that we have to take advantage of. Allah Ta'ala gives us excuses, so many opportunities throughout the year. And this is one time where we can't let this opportunity go by. If we do, and as we will hear later on, there are people who will be deprived even on this night as well. We don't want to be amongst them. We want to be amongst those who the angels give salam to, who the angels shake hands with, and who the angels say Ameen to when they're making du'as, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. It's such a blessed night, such a powerful night. Tariq Bhai, especially need to find in these five nights. So you make it very easy for the believers as well. You know, it's not the month which is better than a thousand months. It's not a week which is better than a thousand months. It's not a day which is better than a thousand. It's just a night. And it's not the entire year, it's not the entire month. It's just in the last 10 days, even in the odd nights. So make it very easy for everyone. The last five nights, odd night, just work hard. Play smartly and earn a huge reward. If you work out smartly in these five nights, you will get the huge and huge reward. The reward is 83 years and 4 months. Imagine about if somebody say, do this kind of small action in these five nights only. Just five nights, I will give you for 84 years wages in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine this one. It's logical point of view. Say on the worldly matter, if you look, if I say do this action in these five nights, very small nights anyway, it's not a big night. So in five nights in the entire year,
I will give you for 84 years wages like this. What will be the reaction? Everybody will do. But what about these men come up to the good deeds? What about the nekia? What about the reward? These nights, especially these five nights, and the night of Laylatul Qadr, one of them, ye to pata hi hai na, ke inhi mein se hogi. These night is not for outing, not for dessert shop, not for going on the road, it's not for the outside night, it's for inside the masjid night. Has to be in masjid. Those who in the worship of Allah Almighty, those who are in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, they will be the blessed one. Don't be the deprived one. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, those who are deprived from this night, they are the deprived from all the goodness. Allah. And only the deprived one will be deprived from this. Jo mehroom hai na, wohi haqeeqatan mehroom reh jata. We shouldn't be in that. We should work especially and smartly that how we will gain the maximum blessing. If Maghrib till Fajr only. Start from Maghrib, not from Isha. So you have to work out from Maghrib time. Inshallah, Fajr time, how maximum you can utilize this, increase your worship, increase your recitation of Quran, increase your nawafil. This is a blessed night. Wallah, it's such a gift that wo kehte na ki aisa gift hota hai ki jo banda agar gaur kare to usko bole kamal hai hamare upar karam kiya aka le salatu salam ke sadke mein ek night wo bhi hazar mahino se behtar hai. Aur if 10 years aapne isi tarah smartly work kiya, 10 साल अगर आप सोचे किसी की 20 साल उम्र है 30 साल उम्र है और वो लैलतुल कदर की रातों को पाने के लिए थोड़ी सी मेहनत करता है उसका सवाब का अंबार कितना होगा तारीख में अल्लाह हु अकबर
जी सही सब बिल्कुल बजा फरमाने आप जैसे कुरान मजीद में ना इन्ना अनज़लनाहू फी लैलतुल कदर वमा अदराका मा लैलतुल कदर और तुम्हें क्या मालूम कि ये लैलतुल कदर क्या है और वाकई में अगर हमें इसकी अहमियत का अंदाज़ा हो ये बहुत ही कदर वाली रात है बहुत ही कदर वाली तफसीर कबीर में ये बात ज़िक्र की गई बड़ी प्यारी बात ज़िक्र की गई फरमाया कि इस रात में अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ने अपनी बहुत कदर वाली किताब वो नाजिल फरमाई अच्छा किस पर नाजिल फरमाई अपने रसूल पर जो कि बहुत कदर वाले हैं और किसके लिए अपनी उस रसूल की कदर वाली उम्मत के लिए
सुभान
अल्लाह तो तीनों कदर वाले वो किताब भी कदर वाली यानी कुरान मजीद वो रसूल भी बहुत कदर वाले यानी नबी करम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम और फिर उनकी उम्मत भी तमाम उम्मतों से बहुत कदर वाली तो काश अगर हम वाकई में इसकी कदर सीख जाएँ कदर इसकी मालूम हो जाए तो हम इसमें जो है बहुत सारे नेक अमल कर सकते हैं क्योंकि सही साहब ये वो रात है कि जिसमें बंदा बख्शिशें करवा सकता अपनी मगफरतें करवा सकता नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया कि जो इसमें ईमान और एहतिसाब के साथ इसमें क़याम करे तो उसके पिछले गुनाह माफ़ कर दिए जाते हैं तो ये तो वो रात है कि जिसमें हमें बख्शिशें मांगनी चाहिए अच्छा फिर बख्शिश मांगना आप देखें ना हज़रत उम्मुल मोमिनीन हज़रत सय्यदतुना आयशा सिद्दीक़ा तय्यबा ताहिरा रज़ी अल्लाह तआला अन्हा ऑब्वियसली 100% कतई जन्नती हैं बख्शी बख्शाई हैं लेकिन जब उन्होंने पूछा इस्तफ़सार किया कि या रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के जब मैं लैलतुल कद्र को पाऊँ तो क्या करूँ तो नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया कूली तू ये कहे कि अल्लाहुम्मा इन्नका अफ़ुवुन तुहिब्बुल अफ़्वा फ़ाफ़ु अन्नी कि ए अल्लाह तू बेशक मुआफ़ करने वाला है तू मुआफ़ी को पसंद करता है फ़ाफ़ु अन्नी तू मुझे मुआफ़ फरमा अब सही सब ये थोड़ा सा एक कॉन्सेप्ट हमारे यहाँ से जो ना बहुत कम होता जा रहा है अगर ये मैं यूँ कहूँ तो गलत नहीं होगा ख़त्म ही होता जा रहा है माफ़ी का कॉन्सेप्ट हम तो बाज़ात ये समझते ही नहीं है कि हमने जो ना जनाब झूठ बोलना कोई गुनाह है हसद तकब्बुर ये कोई गुनाह कंसीडर ही नहीं किया जाता है अवाम में लोग ये समझते हैं नहीं जी कोई बात नहीं झूठ तो बोलते रहते हैं दीगर गुनाह भी मतलब लगता है ऐसा है बाज़ात कि ये मालूम नहीं है कि गुनाह है या फिर मालूम है तो उस तरफ तवज्जो नहीं है और फिर अगर हम अपने आप को ये समझें कि यार मैं वाकई में गुनाहगार हूँ तो फिर बंदा इस तरफ आए कि मैं फॉरगिवनेस मांगू अल्लाह तबारक तआला से माफ़ी मांगू अल्लाह तबारक तआला की बारगाह में गिड़गिड़ाऊँ रोऊँ तौबा करूँ नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम का ये अंदाज़ था कि वो रोज़ाना 100 मरतबा 100 टाइम्स इस्तग़फ़ार करते थे नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम तो वो है ना जो बख्शे बख्शाए और हमारी बख्शिश फरमाएंगे हमारी इंटरसेक्शन फरमाएंगे लेकिन उनका अंदाज़ देखें वो इस्तग़फ़ार फरमाते 100 टाइम्स और हम
ہم جناب بالکل اس طرف توجہ ہی نہیں ہے کہ جناب کوئی مجھ سے گناہ بھی ہوا ہے نہیں ہوا, مجھے کوئی معافی بھی مانگنی چاہیے نہیں مانگنی چاہیے. اور پھر یہ اگر ہم اس کی قدر سمجھ لیں نا, جو آپ نے جیسے فرمایا کہ جس سے محروم رہا, جو واقعی میں محروم ہے نا وہی اسی شب قدر کی برکتوں سے محروم رہتا ہے, تو اللہ تعالیٰ میں یہ توفیق عطا فرمائے کہ ہم اس شب قدر کی قدر کو سمجھیں اور اس کی قدر کریں.
اللہ اکبر, جس کی رمضان میں بخشش نہیں تو اس کی کب ہوگی. اچھا یہ تو اتنا آپ کو ایک وہ دے دی گئی کہ یعنی کہ اچھا اس میں یہ بھی کلیم بھائی, اف یو لک ایٹ دی ورڈنگ, یو سے بیٹر دین 1000 منتھ, ہاؤ مچ بیٹر نو ون نوز, از اونلی اللہ اینڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نوز, وی ڈونٹ نو, بٹ دی کیلکولیشن از 83 or 84 months, بیٹر دین دس کتنی ہوگی نہیں. اب آپ غور کریں اتنا کچھ مل رہا ہے پھر بھی کوشش نہیں ہے.
ڈیفینیٹلی بلیور از ون ہو از ایگر فار دیز نائٹس, لکس فارورڈ ٹو دیز نائٹس, انکلائنڈ ٹوورڈ دیز نائٹس, اینڈ وی اونلی ہیو ٹو لک ایٹ دی ایگزامپل آف دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ ان رمضان کریم ہی وڈ ورشپ اللہ آل ایئر راؤنڈ. ان رمضان کریم دی لیول آف دی ورشپ آف دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وڈ انکریز مینٹ دیٹ دی حدیث دی ورڈنگز آف دیٹ the Prophet alayhi salam would not even retire to his bed, meaning this was the level of his worship and his recitation of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam we know did dawr in Ramadan Kareem with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. So these are examples for believers, how to spend Ramadan, how to spend Laylatul Qadr. We should spend it the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spent it. So on Laylatul Qadr we can't be deprived, and we have to ensure that we're doing the right things. We should have a checklist. In fact, nowadays it's become easy. You can have a checklist. On Laylatul Qadr, I'm going to start. I'm going to perform ghusl. I'm going to recite Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Obviously, Taraweeh prayer, Isha prayer, Tasbih. Have some azkar written down. I'm going to recite this zikr, this zikr, this zikr. Have a target for yourself. As you were saying, in the dunya, we have so many targets. I need to achieve this by this age. By this age, I need to have graduated. By this age, I should be in this job. By this age, I should have promotion and reach this level. I should be a senior manager. All of this is planned. When these nights come, they come and go. But it shouldn't be the case. In one hadith, we're told that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that his blessed feet would become swollen.
Allah.
Perhaps we, none of us can say that, that we've stood so much that our feet became swollen. But this is the best of creations, the greatest of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leader of mankind. He alayhi salatu wasalam performed so much worship. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she observed this. And she said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as if to say, take it easy. Like she said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of this exertion, all of this struggle, even though for your sake, Allah ta'ala has forgiven the former and latter people of your ummah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam beautifully said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا.
Allah,
should I not be a grateful slave? This is his way of showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then if you look at the flip side, this is what I was saying, on the other hand, we haven't got any ibadat. Even in this blessed month of Ramadan, who can say with certainty that I performed every sajda with ikhlas, I gave charity with ikhlas, I did good deeds? We don't know. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's amal, we know it's accepted, it's maqbool, innallah. And he was still fearful. We don't even know our state, and we are careless. It shouldn't be the case. We need to be proactive believers. And I think one great way of attaining the blessings of these nights is to try and be in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, for example, with Dawud Islami and other masajid, they have i'tikaf. Dawud Islami has a jadwal. The brothers stay up on these blessed nights, seeking these nights, the blessings of these nights. Salat al-Tasbih is performed, zikr al-Azkar, individual worship. If you head to your local Fazan-e Medina, then definitely you will gain an opportunity to spend this night in a way that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if it's spent like normal, or Allah forbid, if it's spent sinning, then there's destruction. Because just before Ramadan, we were eating halal, tayyib, pure food during the day. Now because of fasting, we're not eating halal, tayyib, pure food. Allah has commanded not to eat. But before Ramadan, the sin was sin. And in Ramadan, it's more severely a sin, a greater sin. And if somebody is sinning in Ramadan, the punishment will be severe. The repercussions will be severe. So these special nights, we have to honor them. And there's so many accounts of how people honored symbols of Islam. They were sinners. But because they honored symbols of Islam, the akhirah, somebody saw them in a dream, that because of that act of mine, showing ta'zeem, showing reverence, Allah ta'ala forgave me. So we need to honor these nights, we need to take advantage of these nights. And how we can do so? Be with good company. Be with people who are looking to get the most out of these nights. That will rub off on you as well.
You know, the one problem is sometimes we set our goal very small on a religious matter.
on worldly matter, yes, you know, many people, what the success for me, if I get the car, if I get this house, if I get the house in this area, in this city, I'm a successful person. Mm-hmm. If I get the passport of this country, I'm a successful person. If I get married here, I'm a successful person. Remember these nights, not asking or expecting the minimum. Sometimes we do minimum, it is enough for us. They deserve maximum. We have to work hard on maximum, not a minimum level. Ab minimum kaam karke kehte bahut ho gaya hai. It's not minimum. These nights not deserving minimum from us. Expecting more than that, what we are doing. How we can increase this? We started from Maghrib. Let's play smartly. After Salatul Maghrib, whoever performs 6 rakat after Salatul Maghrib, Allah Almighty will reward them for 12 years worship. This is outside Ramadan. This is outside Ramadan. In Ramadan, every deed multiplied by many, many times. So 12 years worship is outside Ramadan. If you perform this action, in only 2 minutes extra, because we do 2 sunnat and 2 nafil. If extra 2, for our being, you get the sawab for 12 years worship.
SubhanAllah.
And imagine if you continue these in last 5 nights, even in the odd night, how much the sawab will be multiplied? 83 years and 4 months. In the same way, if you recite one time Surah Yasin Sharif, so what are the blessings? 10 Quran Pak ka sawab. 3 times Surah Al-Ikhlas, sawab 1 Quran Pak. Aap gaur kare, chote chote action pe, kitna bada sawab hai. Zikrullah ki fazilat dekhen, Durood Pak ki fazilat dekhen, sadqa dena hai, thoda zyada de de. If you're giving 20 pounds, give 50 pounds. So don't work on minimum. Set your goal something big. And achieve big and work out on maximum level, inshallah, then you will achieve big things, inshallah. Tariq bhai.
Ji, Sayyid sahab, isme yahan par ye bhi zikr karunga ki kya kya aamal karne hain unki, jaise checklist ka bhi ek hua, hum jaise koshish karenge inki fazilaton par bhi gaur kare aur ye kare. Number 1, jaise isme hum Lailatul Qadr ko jaag kar guzare. Number 2, kasrat zikr wa dua, kasrat se zikr kare, dua kare. اور اسی طرح سے قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کی زیادہ سے زیادہ تلاوت کریں اور پھر صدقہ بھی دیں لیلۃ القدر میں صدقہ بھی دیں اعتکاف بھی کریں کچھ نہیں کر سکیں نا میں تو یہاں پر یہ ذکر کروں گا کچھ نہ بھی کر سکیں تو ون نائٹ کا اعتکاف تو کر لیں آ جائیں مغرب سے آ جائیں اور اپنی یہاں پر جیسے لوکل فیضان مدینہ کا ذکر کیا گیا وہاں پر آ جائیں یہاں ہمارے پاس تو الحمدللہ یہاں پر بھی پوری نائٹ کا جو ہے پورا اسکیجول بنا ہوا ہے کہ کیا کیا کرنا ہے منہ مبارک کی زیارت ہے صلاۃ التسبیح ہے 2 رکعتیں وغیرہ پڑھنا ہے یہ ساری چیزیں تو کوشش کریں کہ اس پر جو ہے توجہ کریں اور ایک اور کام یہاں پر کرنا ہے کہ اس میں جو ہے نا توبہ کریں اور استغفار کریں ندامت اپنے گناہوں پر ندامت ہو اور ایک اور بات یہاں پر یہ بھی ہے کہ لوگوں کے ساتھ بھلائی کریں اچھے کام کریں یہ بھی جائزہ ہم نے ضرور کرنا ہے شب قدر میں اور پھر صحیح صاحب کچھ لوگ ایسے بھی ہیں جو اتنی رحمتیں اتنی برکتوں والی رات میں بھی وہ بیچارے محروم رہیں گے جیسا ایک حدیث پاک بھی آپ نے اس کو ذکر کیا تو ان میں ایک ذکر کیا گیا ہے وہ شخص جو ہیبیچول شرابی ہو جو عادتاً شراب پیتا ہو اب یہ جو ہے اس پر غور کریں کہ یہ شراب جو ہے کہ جسے ام الخبائث کہا گیا ہے تو تمام خبیث چیزوں کی تمام گندگیوں کی اصل کہا گیا ہے اس پر بھی جو ہے بعض اوقات ایسا ہوتا ہے کہ ماہ رمضان ہوتا ہے لیکن گناہوں کی طرف جو ہے وہ میلان ہو جاتا ہے تو یہاں پر ذہن میں رکھیں کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے شراب پر شراب پینے والے پر شراب پلانے والے پر اس کو بیچنے والے پر اس کو خریدنے والے پر اس کو اٹھانے اس کو نکالنے ان سب لوگوں پر اللہ تبارک تعالیٰ کی لعنت ان کی کر سے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی تو سوچے کہ اور جب اللہ تعالیٰ کی لعنت کا مطلب کیا ہے کہ وہ شخص اللہ کی رحمت سے
دور
اللہ
کیا اس کے پاس
کچھ بھی نہیں
اللہ
تو بہرحال یہ شراب بھی ایک ایسی چیز ہے کہ جس سے جو ہے لازمی بچنا ضروری ہے اور بھی چیزیں انشاءاللہ اس کو
مدر آف آل ایویل اللہ محفوظ فرمائے پلیز ریپینٹ سنسیئرلی آئیے انشاءاللہ اٹس ٹائم فار آور پیکج فار آور کڈس اینڈ ینگسٹرز اینڈ فار ایوری ون
مولایا صلی و سلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم مولایا صلی و سلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم
Subhanallah, a beautiful qasida, you know, not only in Arab country but all around the world, you know. Kuch samjhe ya na samjhe, padhne ka apni ek chashni, apni ek lazzat hai, aur kyun na ho. This qasida is beloved to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mere aqa ki ko bhi jo pasand a gaya, to phir to mashhoor hi hoga na. Iske hawale se kuch kaleem bhai.
Sayyid sahab, when an ashiq-e-rasool writes a kalam, veins, whole veins are flowing with ishq-e-rasool, then that is maqbool in the court of Allah and His Messenger, because every word he writes is with ikhlas, with love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have the famous Salatu Salam of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma. Thousands of masajid across the world on Friday, people recite Mustafa Jani Rahmat Bilakhu Salam. Similarly, you could say to a great extent from one aspect, that Qasida Burda is recited throughout the world. Arab world, Ajam world, wherever it is, Africa, Asia, that shows this maqbooliyat, acceptance. And when you study this Qasida, you learn that the Imam who wrote it, Imam Sharafuddin Busiri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, was a great alim of the deen. Meaning everything is written, is alluding to a hadith or a verse of the Quran. Just like when we speak about Ala Hazrat's poetry, we say it's as if Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma is doing commentary of the hadith or Quranic ayat in his poetry. Imam Busiri is the same. For example, he speaks about هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. He is alluding towards those ahadith which talk about the shafa'at of the Prophet ﷺ and how he said أنا لها. Similarly, when he speaks about محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين, this particular verse, again the afdaliyah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Hazrat also wrote سبسي الله على خمارا نبي. Likewise, when Imam Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi speaks about how the messengers of Allah alayhi wa sallam are dependent upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they seek blessings from the court of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. وَكُلُّهُمْ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مُلْتَمِسٌ. This shared. Again, the hadith tells us that on the day of judgment, everybody will be in need of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. Even Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam, Abu al-Anbiya, even Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam will be in need of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's assistance. So when you study Qasida Burda and you learn, it's based on Quran and hadith, and your love for the Imam increases, you want to recite it day and night, you want to please Allah and His Messenger, and it should be recited. Imagine the barakah your kids will attain if every day they recite in Qasida Burda, even a few ashar. Imagine how the day will begin, how the day will end by reciting this. And alhamdulillah, in Madaris of Jamiat, the kids do recite it in Madrasatul Madina. We should make a habit to recite it day and night, inshallah.
Routine jo hai, agar dekhen, kuch na kuch routine change hoti hai, we do see. But as soon as after finishing Taraweeh, get some sweet and then out. It shouldn't be out, it should keep inside the masjid. And a very simple, wo kehte hai, agar kisi ko waqi ko aisi problem, a very simple way that the whole night worship is like you perform your Maghrib Salah with Jamaat. So it's like this, that you have performed half in the night in Ibadat as well. And then if you perform your Fajr Namaz with Jamaat, so both Isha and Fajr, if you perform with Jamaat, inshallah, consider that you are in the entire night in worship, inshallah. So this is the easy way that the whole night Ibadat ka ke Namaz Jamaat se padhe, Maghrib bhi Jamaat se padhe, Isha padhenge to aadhi raat ka, aur Fajr padhenge to aadhi raat ka. یہ آپ کا پوری رات عبادت میں لکھا جائے گا.
It's all to do with consistency. Allah Ta'ala loves that action the most which is done with consistency, even if it is a small act in the eyes of people. But if you do it regularly, consistently, and this is the thing, those people who prior to Ramadan Kareem had this habit, alhamdulillah for them it's normal. They are able to probably increase on their ibadat. But for certain people who only begin to practice in the month of Ramadan, it may seem like a bit more difficult, but even then, one should look at it like this, from this angle, that if I were to exert myself on these few nights, just these few nights, and Allah Ta'ala accepts the amal that I do on these nights, then the reward, you can't put a price on that reward. The reward is immense in the court of Allah. So, for short-term mashaqqa, short-term hardship, you should go through to attain long-term benefit. And this is the wisdom of a believer. As you said before, he works smartly. He works in such a way that he benefits from the situation as well. This dua that Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should I read if I find Laylatul Qadr? A simple dua that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afuun. Very simple dua. And many people have memorized this dua as well. Oh Allah, you're forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me. And if you repeat these words, have a tasbih, have a target. I want to recite this 500 times on the night of Laylatul Qadr. I want to give some charity on the night of Laylatul Qadr. If you do pre-planning, then inshallah you'll be able to attain your goals as well.
MashaAllah. You mentioned about the alcoholic person. What about the second, third and fourth?
جی کچھ لوگ ایسے ہیں چار قسم کے افراد کے جن کی بخشش نہیں ہوگی. ان میں سے ایک تو وہ ہے جو habitual الکوہل پیتا ہوں, اور نمبر ٹو وہ ہے جو والدین کی نافرمانی کرنے والا ہوں, اور نمبر تین وہ جو قطع رحمی کرنے والا ہوں, رشتہ داروں سے قطع تعلقی کرنے والا ہوں, اور نمبر فور وہ لوگ جو آپس میں عداوت رکھتے ہیں, آپس میں انیمیٹی رکھتے ہیں. یہ فور قسم کے لوگ ہیں کہ جن میں جن کے لیے جو ہے فرمایا گیا ہے کہ یہ وہ لوگ ہیں کہ جو ان کو سب کو معاف کر دیا جائے گا مگر ان چار لوگوں کو معاف نہیں کیا جائے گا. اور پھر اچھا صحیح صاحب یہاں پر یہ بھی ذکر کروں کہ والدین کے حوالے سے بھی نا بعض اوقات اس کو مطلب بہت لائٹ لے لیا جاتا ہے, جی چلو کوئی بات نہیں, والدین کی نافرمانی کی جاتی ہے. میں اگر یوں کہوں کہ ڈیلی بیسس پہ کی جاتی ہے تو غلط نہیں ہوگا, بات نہیں مانتے ہیں والد کی والدہ کی. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان ہے کہ ثلاث دعوات مستجابات لا شک فیہن, کہ تین دعائیں قبول ہیں, ان کی قبولیت میں کوئی شک نہیں ہے. فرمایا دعوت المظلوم, مظلوم شخص کی دعا, اسی طرح سے فرمایا کہ دعوت المسافر, مسافر کی دعا, اور تھرڈ فرمایا کہ دعوت الوالدی علی ولدی, کہ والد جب اپنے بیٹے کے لیے بد دعا کریں. اب یہ سوچنا چاہیے, ہمیں یہ سوچنا چاہیے کہ ہم ایسی چیزوں سے بچے, ایسے ایکشن سے, ایسے افعال سے, ایسے کاموں سے بچے کہ ایسا نہ ہو کہ ہمارے والدین ہمیں بد دعا دے دیں. یقین جانے اگر والدین نے بد دعا دے دی اور وہ قبول ہو گئی تو ہم یقین جانے کہیں کے نہیں رہیں گے, دنیا میں بھی اس کی جو ہے سزا بھگتیں گے اور آخرت میں بھی جو ہے اس کی سزا مل سکتی ہے. جی
والدین کی نافرمانی واقعی بڑھتی جا رہی ہے. آر یور جنہ دے آر یور ہیلتھ, یو ہیو ٹو ریسپیکٹ یور پیرنٹ. ہاؤ انفارچونیٹ دوز ینگسٹر ہو اسپیک ویری جینٹلی سافٹلی ود دیئر فرینڈس, بٹ وین دا ٹائم کمز ٹو اسپیک ٹو دیئر پیرنٹس دے شاؤٹ آن دیئر پیرنٹس, اینڈ سم ٹائمز دے سے واٹ یو ہیو ڈن فار می, یور ایوری تھنگ از بیکاز آف یور پیرنٹس. اور یہ مطلب کہ یہ کوئی لائٹ چیز نہیں ہے, سب کی بخشش ہو رہی ہے, اس کی بخشش نہیں ہو رہی کلی میں.
Types of people should be very wary, should be very cautious when approaching the blessed night of Laylatul Qadr. As you said, this has become a norm, you know, breaking of ties and having malice and for small matters. When the matter is investigated, we realize it's a small issue, meaning it shouldn't have led to that. A lot of the times, it's because of misinformation, misunderstandings. A person who goes to the extent of breaking of ties with his parents, whoever has one or both of his parents alive and he's not able to attain Jannah by serving them, and that person is deprived, he's unfortunate, he's wretched. If we have broken ties with parents, loved ones, we need to straight away, immediately, instantly reconcile with them, seek forgiveness from Allah. He is the forgiver of all sins.
Ameen, ameen. Kalam, inshallah, deal by you.
صلح خم ہاتھ میرا اٹھا ہے یا خدا, تجھ سے میری دعا ہے. صلح خم ہاتھ دکھیوں کا تیرے سوا
سختی میں حد سے بھڑا گئے قلب سختی میں حد سے بڑا ہے بندہ طالب تیرے خوف کا ہے التجا غم مصطفیٰ ہے یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے حب دنیا میں دل پھنس گیا ہے بدکار حاوی ہوا ہے ہائے شیطان بھی پیچھے پڑا ہے ہائے شیطان بھی پیچھے پڑا ہے جیسے میری دعا ہے عشق دے سوز دے چشم نم دے عشق دے سوز دے چشم نم دے مجھ کو میٹھے گنبدِ سبز کا ہے یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے ہر گناہ سے بچا مجھ کو مولا خصلت بنا مجھ کو مولا تجھ کو رمضان کا واسطہ ہے تجھ کو رمضان کا سے میری دعا ہے عفو و رحمت کا بخشش کا سائل عفو و رحمت کا بخشش کا سائل میرا سب حال تجھ پہ کھلا ہے یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے یا استقامت یا تجھ سے عطا رکھی التجا ہے، تجھ سے عطا رکھی التجا ہے، یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے، سر سے میری دعا ہے.
اللہ آسانیہ فرمائے ہمارے لیے. We have one more segment which is guess the poetry.
Blessing from رب العالمین، رب العالمین is the way of life.
دولت،
نہ دولت دے نہ شہرت دے، مجھے بس یہ سعادت دے تیرے قدموں میں مر جاؤں میں رو رو کر مدینے میں.
نہ دولت دے نہ ثروت دے، مجھے بس یہ سعادت دے تیرے قدموں میں مر جاؤں میں رو رو کر مدینے.
چلا
میں مدینے چلا، 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 پھر کرم ہو گیا، پھر کرم ہو گیا، میں مدینے چلا، میرے گندے قدم اور ان کا حرم، میرے گندے قدم اور ان کا حرم، لاج رکھنا خدا، لاج رکھنا خدا، میں مدینے چلا، میں مدینے چلا، میں مدینے چلا.
خوف،
خوف نہ رکھ رضا ذرا، تو تو ہے عبد مصطفیٰ، تیرے لیے امان ہے، تیرے لیے امان ہے.
خوف نہ رکھ رضا ذرا، تو ہے عبد مصطفیٰ، تیرے لیے امان ہے، تیرے لیے امان ہے. صلی علی نبینا، صلی علی محمد. گلیوں میں گم گم کر آ کے مدینہ چوم کر، مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا، مدنی مدینے والے، مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا، مدنی مدینے والے، میں عشق بھی پلانا، مدنی مدینے والے. مجھ کو درپیش ہے پھر مبارک سفر، قافلہ پھر مدینے کا تیار ہے نیکیوں کا نہیں کوئی توشا فقط میری جھولی میں اشکوں کا ایک ہار ہے
میسج کیا دینا چاہتے کلیم بھائی
Take advantage of Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. Even if it's something small, you do something like give charity, recite a part of the Quran. Because sometimes we overwhelm ourselves. We think we have to do this. But even if you have to pick one thing, do it to make it stand out from the rest of the night. It's a special night. Inshallah, Allah will bless you.
MashaAllah.
Jis se sab basi guzarish karunga ke hum اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں توفیق عطا فرمائے کہ ہم اس لیلۃ القدر کی قدر کو پہچانیں اور اس میں قدر والے کام کریں
ماشاء اللہ دا حدیث آف دا پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بخاری شریف دا ہوئیور آفر صلا ود فیتھ اینڈ سنسیئرٹی ناؤ ریمبر ہیئر از فیتھ اینڈ سنسیئرٹی ایٹ دس نائٹ شیل بی فار گیون فار آل آف ہز پریویس سنس تمام پچھلے گناہ معاف کر دیے جائیں گے بٹ میک شیور ود سنسیئرٹی ان شاء اللہ عز و جل اللہ کریم سب کی مغفرت فرمائے اسٹے بلیس ان شاء اللہ لک آفٹر یور سیلف رائٹ آنسر اسکرین پہ چلا دیں
بلیسنگ فرام رب العالمین
جی رائٹ آنسر جوائے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
بلیسنگ فرام رب العالمین Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.